This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
The men said it's using that model.
Yes.
Where men can sort of go, but, you know, can do like any kind of activity as well, but to develop men, because a lot of our men are way behind the eight ball in regards to high domestic violence due to high consumption of alcohol and all of the other associated social determinants that come with it. The reference group, the male leadership reference group, that was part of the research, is actually getting a reference group from the community.
How many people from the community took part in this project?
There was an invitation for sort of about 40-odd men, and about five sort of rocked up. And these five were solid foundation in regards to research literacy. In other words, they've been around the trap, they've been researched, and they've learned from that research in regards to, you know what, their clear instruction was, they said, do not do another report that just sits on the shelf. In fact, do it this way. They said, create another entity. And that's why the entity was created, called Blokes on Track, Blokes on Track Aboriginal Corporation. That then sort of, as an entity, then holds a responsibility to implement a lot of the actual findings. Because what we're finding with a lot of research is that there's a lot of money to do the research, but then there's no money to actually implement a lot of the actual findings.
Yeah.
It comes back down to the government to do, or someone else to do, or the host organisation that's actually doing the research don't have the funds.
And this is what you're talking about, because the research, you publish a report, but then what next? So you have developed this next step, the implementation.
The next step is, okay, now we've got this entity. The research, it's a participative action research, which means that when you're doing the research, you find the solution and then you create it. So we created the actual Blokes on Track as an entity to do this. Yeah. Now, this Blokes on Track,
yeah,
is an entity that's now looking at securing land to then be able to sort of run these programs. Part of the research, we did a lot of the domestic violence workshops, interviewing of men, both our fellow Aussie men to Aboriginal men as well. There's a lot of commonness there and a lot of goodwill to actually, you know, trying to do something really good for men.
There's an acronym, WWKISS.
Yes, WWKISS. It's learning about the Western world, knowledge, ideology, society, and structure.
Combining both worlds, both sets of knowledges.
Exactly, that's right. Because the thing is, it's assumed that Aboriginal people, when they come from remote communities or in towns, they learn all the ways of doing the Western stuff just by osmosis. But no one teaches them. It's like there's a lot of laws and rules have changed, but then no one actually educates the men about the law changes. If you can read and write, well, you can keep up with the actual laws that changes and all that. There's a big launch or parliament launch about new laws that are changing, but they don't have to take the time to articulate that to the men, to see how it actually really works for the men.
Yeah.
That's why the only way a lot of our men sort of get to understand the laws is when they breach it. And then they're sitting in the docks sort of, oh, you broke this law and this and that. Oh, and it's not even in their own language that they could understand it.
Yeah, so it's projects done by others for them and imposed on them without even them having an input, but they're expected to comply without even understanding what these things are.
Yeah, you can only comply when you've been inducted into it, because there's got to be an induction into the process. Yeah. The only induction for a lot of Aboriginal people is through the jail system. 20-odd years or something like that, of like a revolving door, wasting a lot of taxpayers' money, but then wasting a lot of our men's time, because our men are absent from the community. Kids are growing up without fathers. And a lot of the actual problems of, you know, like legal problems, are just like drink driving or driving without license or not complying to DVO orders. We can correct all of that. We just have to teach men, Jim, in regards to what are the rules from the cultural perspective, and this is the rules from the Western perspective. You bring that across and get them to understand it like this. It's like, ah, this is what they're talking about. It's just like when you're living in a traditional setting, to feed yourself, you had to go hunting and gathering. Yep, okay. Well, then in the modern situation, what do you have to do? You still have to do hunting and gathering, but you do that through employment. You're through that employment because you're still able to then get the resources and go hunting and gathering in a supermarket. Same thing. It's just a different way of providing for the family.
A different way of seeing.
Not going to get that understanding unless we actually talk about it, unless we actually get the nuances right in regards to how Aboriginal men see the world and how the Western world see the world, and then we join that together.
Yeah.
That's fusion.
Yeah. You have the advantage of speaking several languages yourself.
Yes.
And this program was run in language as well?
Yes. So this is where, like, we can have this conversation in all of the three languages that I speak. Then we can marry up the actual nuances of understanding WWKIS.
Yeah.
Because that's what's missing.
Yeah, because it's just a bridge between the two. That's all. WWKIS is just a bridge.
If we want people to conform, we've got to teach that conformity. Not just sort of whip people into line, because that's not going to work. You've got to teach, and you've got to teach it in a loving way. By showing fellow men manly love. And saying, this is how we track. This is why we learn how to read and write, because that's tracking.
I was speaking earlier to Pamela Nathan, one of the co-contributors to this project.
Yes.
And she said one of the key things is listen and share.
Yeah.
Where is the sharing? The listening, I understand you did a lot of it. Where is the sharing component?
Well, the sharing component is that, okay, I'm sharing the knowledge that allows you how to live and thrive.
Yeah.
Not just survive. So that's what we're going to be sharing. Sharing the knowledge to live and thrive, not just survive. Because you're just surviving with the limited knowledge that's just being thrown to you or saying, you can't have that, you've got to guess again, you can't do that, you can't do this. And then, you've done something wrong, bang, you're in jail, this is the way you're going to learn.
There was someone who made a comment a few weeks ago, it's sad to say that Aboriginal men are more likely to meet in jail than at university.
A lot of our men, because of being into like institutions like that, are becoming institutionalized so much that they don't know how to be free. So this is where, like, psychologically, they don't know how to be free because they've got to have a structure. They've got to be, you know, they've got to march to a beat. Then when they're free, they're kind of, like, really perplexed because a lot of men that I spoke to, they said, look, you know what, we have a lot of good plans, but by the time we walk out that gate, our plans just disappear and then we're back to square one.
Your community, your conversation. NITV Radio.
You said one of the projects is acquiring land. Tell us what's going to be done with this land that you will acquire.
Once we acquire that land, then it will provide a residential area. So in other words, men that are sleeping at rough at the moment in town will set up a place just about 20 or 30 k's out of town. And it's like, okay, come here and you live, from Monday to Friday, you're working and learning and all of that. And let's see if we can develop this community, which then gives us a model of how we can work with our communities out there. So if we can build our own sort of kind of, live in tents first and then build our own sort of homes using shipping containers and things like that, growing our own food and things like that, then it'd be like, you know what? This is now, we've got evidence that we can actually do it. Yeah. We've actually done this. Now, you can transfer this knowledge if you actually want to go home and live in your own country, then you've got knowledge to take home.
Skills and knowledge.
We will have this support network in place then.
Yeah, yeah.
We could actually change the dynamics of where we're heading in a much positive light if we start doing these things now. Otherwise, we're forever picking up pieces.
And have you got a time frame of how this is going to be implemented?
We're looking at hopefully, mid-next year, we'll have some kind of agreement of a land, and hopefully, maybe before that, people moving out and and actually, you know, establishing something on country. Once they've agreed that they're happy with subleasing their area of land to BOTAC,
yeah,
and then BOTAC then can run programs on it, we can have this thing moving so much quicker. The formula is that once we secure the land, we're able to do so many programs, which means that we can then go to the existing sort of service providers and say, look, let's set up a contract or service agreement where you bring your blokes over here and we charge for our services, yeah, to your organization because,
yeah,
we're doing this. Yeah. And that becomes like a business model as well. So this way,
yeah,
it sort of kind of goes on a business model, not so much as a funding-dependent model, where we can then have a group of men there that we can then contract to doing parks and wildlife walking trail, do the fencing on the land trust, do weeding and the thing of the side of the roads and things like maintaining the grass, all of those things.
Yeah.
You could actually, you know, have a labor force of men doing so many good stuff. But first we've got to develop the men, get them to sort of kind of feel a bit of love, be recognized. Then with that recognition, they can then start actually contributing as well.
What age groups have you got there? Is it subdivided into age groups or it's just one?
We can have young people there. We can have old people. The goods. Once we secure the kind of land we're looking at, it's going to be massive that we're able to have young people, because young men will be able to learn from older men as well by us guiding that conversation.
Guiding
that conversation the right way, you can get right outcomes.
So you get the wisdom from the elders and the energy from the young guys who still have energy but haven't yet acquired the right knowledge and skills to do things.
Well, what we want to sort of teach is both from the older guys, is get them to refocus on cultures. A lot of these men are ceremony men, right? So we need to fuse the ceremony with the actual the governance aspect there, and then infuse it with the way the governance system operates using the WWKIS. So it's actually really integrating the two methods and ideology of how to live. And instead of seeing them as oppositions, see them as sort of like, this is the same as this, this is the same as that. So what are we making it so difficult when all it means is that we all have to hunt and gather to live, and the hunting and gathering is different on this side, where you've got to do that through work. Okay, if haven't got work, how do we then generate work? How do we then generate employment? It's all there. Just got to be able to sort of kind of utilize it. In other words, make it happen. The philosophies of all culture provides this how to hunt and gather. In other words, how to survive, growing food, animal husbandry, applying that, doing all of those things. To what? Live.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what we can do.
Yeah.
And then in that, you create an employment opportunity that you're able to sell these from this point.
Yeah.
You can then bring in revenue. So it's all there. It's just a matter of really sitting down and talking. But you've got to build a location where you've got free men going there, but also an opportunity for incarcerated men to sort of go there as well. And they can learn by seeing and participating.
Are you intending to work at all with the justice system and use this model as a form of justice reinvestment?
Yeah. First, what we've got to do is we secure the land, then we can say, look, well, we've got this program that we ran through PAM with the CASI program in regards to psychoanalytical understanding of the mind and all of that and behavior. Right, we have that kind of backing as well, and then this is how we want to apply it. But what we've got to do is secure the land, and then we could say, well, look, this is where we want it, and this is the way we want to do it. It's a contract or service arrangement with all other existing services. So in other words, we still support each other, and then we'll be able to turn the table around. And it's also about learning how to drink alcohol in the right way.
There are laws every day about making towns dry areas and restrictions here and there. And
when you've got cultural people, and when you actually look at where alcohol comes from, alcohol comes from another culture, and their god is Dionysus, the god of wine, that says several things.
He
says, look, first drink is for health, second drink is for pleasure, third one's for sleep.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one's not yours. Fifth one's for arguing, breaking furniture, right up to the tenth one where you lose unconsciousness.
And you end up in trouble and you can die.
A man of culture, when you say, this is like someone else's secret dreaming.
Yeah.
You touch someone else's dreaming without the knowledge, guess what happens? You get sick. You get sick in the tummy. You get sick in the mind. And that's what it does if you're not introduced to someone else's dreaming in the right way with the right knowledge. Now, is that making sense?
No, it makes sense perfectly. It makes perfectly. It's just in induction process. That's all.
That's right. Yeah, that knowledge is missing.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.